Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in live, if you listen to me live, I need somebody to give me some type of feedback, shoot me a text. If my assistant's out there, I hope she shoots me a text and let me know if I'm sounding crispy right now. You know what I mean? Before I even get started, I want to give extra, hella props to the ladies. To the ladies from Go Hard Radio.
Yeah, baby!
They did the thing. They started this. So I'm going to try to carry on the mission. We got the callers on the line. It's going down. I'm doing well. I hope my assistant's up there listening to me or whatever. She's around, and I just want to know if I'm sounding crispy right now. That's all I want to know, if I'm sounding crisp. But I will talk once right now. first of all, let's talk about this real quick. I want to give a special shout out to everybody that's out there trying to do something, that's trying to start their own movements, trying to get something cracking for their own selves. I salute you.
Yeah, baby.
Can my assistant, am I sounding crispy, y'all? But am I breaking up? But I want to give a shout out to my, I want to actually give a shout out to DJ Sexy.
Yeah, baby.
She's started her own radio show over here and on its own platform over this Talk Talk. So we salute you. I salute all the people coming up, but let's get right into the motherfucking bullshit. Not even the bullshit. Let's just talk for 1 second before we go into this little real quick break. I have to talk to some of the people. Give me my notes here because I never got to get his notes right. Because I don't want to miss any motherfucking thing. What's up with this motherfucking the people in motherfucking convenience stores? Motherfucker, you try to get your cigarettes. You got this clown back with some type of gauges in his ear. Talking on the phone, I just want my cigarettes and my blunts and I want to leave. Motherfuckers look at you like you're I got them, a burden on them. I just want to look at that motherfucker sometimes and just go behind the bar. Go behind the desk and be like, nigga, get my shit.
Yeah, baby.
I don't want a motherfucking wait on you while you're talking to your girlfriend and all the fuckery. You're back there listening to your fucking emo music. Nigga, give me my shit.
Yeah, baby.
You people, we'll talk about that. Oh, it's my forget. Went down to New 10 the other day. Seen the homies. The Top Flight Boys.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. People that with asses everywhere. People moving from side to side. Bodies on top of bodies. It was some crazy shit. But we'll talk about that right now. I got racial profile on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I got racial pro. Actually, let me look a shot from this.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? Let me look a shot from this. Because she messed around. She lets the brothers come down there. And the nigga said brothers. What's wrong, my dumb ass?
Yeah, baby.
I'm just gonna get sick of that motherfucking shit right there because that's gonna be my shit. But shout out to Miss Fishy for giving all the local up and comers the opportunity to go down there and rep their brand and do what they do. There's not too many people in that area that even represent hip hop, period. So once again, salute Miss
Fishy. Yeah, baby.
But I did get racial out on that motherfucker. Dang, trying to order a drink. Fuck around. Oh, man, that's what happens, people, because that's what I do. I do this shit live. Same shit can happen. Because sometimes I be on a nigga show.
Yeah, baby.
But anyway, I'll pick it up right where I left off. I went down to Augie's. I get into the line. The bartender says, hey, I already know what you want. She says, let me guess. So what did I want? What do I want? She said, let me guess. She said, you want a Heineken and a Hennessy. I said, nah, that's not what I want. She said, let me guess again. You know what I mean? She said, all right, a Heineken and a Grey Goose. I looked her dead in her eyes. I said, no, bitch. Give me a Budweiser, a shot of Jaeger.
Yeah, baby.
I just thought as though, you know what I'm saying, that I was being profiled at the time, assuming that I'm part of that culture. I'm not a part of that. I don't do that shit. But anyway, we're gonna talk about a lot of shit because my week was kind of crazy this week. You know what I mean? Oh, I forget. Let's talk about the Exodus movie that's coming out here shortly. And Exodus movie is basically reverse it. They are getting black people. They're taking these historical figures who were black, you know, whatever, Moses and anything like that. And, they made it gassy right now, but they fuck around and they're making it, they reverse the roles into where all the kings, the queens, all these historical people that were black, they made them all white. I fucks with it.
Yeah, baby!
Because the thing is, when you're telling history, it's history. And we'll talk about that in a second. Did see that shit. And I was looking online, I was scrolling through it. And then, you know what I mean? And people were kind of upset about that shit. Like, you know, especially the blacks, they were upset about, you know, hey, we don't want these people, you know, to come from a line of kings and queens. We don't want white people to portray our kind. The niggas are mad.
Yeah, baby.
But we will talk about that in a second. I'm going to see if I can clear up my little technical difficulties I'm having right now. I'm going to take a real quick music break. We're going to get back with you in a second, man. I'll at you.
I walk in this bitch and I flex.
This bitch and I flex?
I might break something. She constantly think about sex.
She think about sex.
She might rape something. I'm currently getting her wet. She loving the way that I talk, the way that I swag. But I'm only focused on cash. If I don't get it, I might take something. I'm swagged up, but I'm polo'd down. When I stand up, she gon' blow me down. High hater, bad hater. Put my hands up, crack a phony smile. I tried to tell my young nigga that guns ain't the only way to fight. He said it's 2014. Playing with guns is a way of life. Ain't he right? I can't disagree. I'll be strapped up till I'm 53. If you get caught, then don't mention me, cause I plead the fifth to the fifth degree. If I don't tell, and you don't tell, then who did it is a mystery. If you wonder why I'm the hardest nigga, probably cause it was meant to be. I wish I could be in the trap, whipping up grams at a crack, and making it back. But ever since I had a kid, and I got a job, all of my checks get taxed. I wonder where my next bitch at. Will she be white, or will she be half mixed black? As long as she got a good job, and her head game good, then I won't next bitch that. Who's coming next that bitch? I'm glad Tell you one over my phone, made me take that shit. Tell me what's wrong with my flow, and I'll go back over and correct that shit. I'm harder than all of you rappers, local and global. I'm hoping to show you I can rap fast as a rabbit, but it doesn't matter, cause you'll listen slow like a turtle, bitch. I never understood why the fuck these niggas always got some shit to say. Dick, nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking song, nigga. You ain't got no motherfucking videos, nigga. You don't got no motherfucking fan base, nigga. Nor do you got bars, bitch. I'm at your neck. I'm killing you.
I walk in this bitch and I flex.
This bitch and I flex?
I might break something. She constantly think about sex.
She think about sex.
She might rape something. I'm currently getting her wet. She loving the way that I talk, the way that I swag. But I'm only focused on cash. If I don't get it, I might take something. I'm swagged up, but I'm polo'd down. When I stand up, she gon' blow me down. High hater, bad hater. Put my hands up, crack a phony smile. I tried to tell my young nigga that guns ain't the only way to fight. He said it's 2014. Playing with guns is a way of life.
Ain't he right? I can't disagree. I'll be strapped up till I'm 53. If you get caught, then don't mention me, cause I plead the fifth to the fifth degree. If I don't tell, and you don't tell, then who did it is a mystery. If you wonder why I'm the hardest nigga, probably cause it was meant to be. I wish I could be in the trap, whipping up grams at a crack, and making it back. But ever since I had a kid, and I got a job, all of my checks get taxed. I wonder where my next bitch at. Will she be white, or will she be half mixed black? As long as she got a good job and her head game good, then I won't next bitch back. Who's coming next that bitch? I'm glad to take one over my phone, made me check that shit. Tell me what's wrong with my flow, and I...
We are back on the motherfucking radio.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, we're back on the radio. I mean, that's what happens when you're dealing with a live show. None of this shit is scripted. I take notes. But when the technical difficulty shit comes up, it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with anything that's going on. Sometimes Blog Talk, that the actual platform that I'm working with right now, they be having some shit going on with them. It has definitely nothing to do with me. I try to do my best, you know what I mean, and try to grind it out and try my best, my truly 100. What is the new slang they using? Keeping it a stack. I try my best, my super duper best, to try to make sure no fucked up shit happens. But like if you know other people to use this platform, you know what it's hitting for. But I just try my best to avoid the nigger shit.
Yeah, baby.
But a backsplit. I was at the Haunted New Ken the other day. No. Before I forget, it's in my notes right here in my face. Let's go back to what I was just talking about the people in convenience stores. They are disrespectful. They're rude. Shit on time.
Yeah, baby!
But at any event, I don't even want to waste no time on them. I want to feel what y'all want to hear for and get cracking. My man is supposed to be calling in here shortly. We'll see what's going on. I got to talk to y'all people for one second. And I don't know if I'm tripping. I don't know if I'm, a little paranoid. But I'm going to tell you like this. I moved to a different area in Vanderbilt. Totally different area. Got new neighbors. Don't really know them like that. But they're being a little too nice to me. They fucking people take out my garbage. I think I'm kind of scared of them.
Yeah, baby!
They just do too much. I love them. They're cool. Good. Bless their hearts. But they do too much. It's not too much. This is a joke, but they joke. I love my neighbors. They're the shit, man. It's just... But let me move on to what I really, really want to talk about. I know y'all want to hear about Rob Thirst and his chilling ass and all the fuckery that he did and the bullshit and he did to me over the weekend, or tried to do over the weekend. Nobody's worried about Rob Thirst. But we'll talk about that. I want to talk about the good shit, though. I want to talk about checking out the homies, Top Flight. Oh! God, the fucking black bitches in there looking voluptuous.
Yeah, baby.
I've seen them in there, boy. And there's one thing about me going to New Kent. Like, you know, I'm old school New Kent, so the new young up-and-comers don't know who I am. So I could be anonymous, sitting up, enjoy some shit. When I'm out here in Vandegrift, I feel as though like I'm always on the stage, people's in my face. One time they're seeing the homie Cody, homie Woogie, Noah. And I forget the other homie's name, but I know one thing, that nigga was freestyling all night up and down the street.
Yeah, baby!
Had a good time. Seen the homie T. Grizz, didn't, you know, get a chance to politic any business with him. And speaking of politics and some business, all the brothers that I've seen face to face, the homie DJ Dondi, my homegirl Keisha Lucas, my homegirl Killer Kai, my man Big Val.
Yeah, baby!
Jarrell Shroof, the homie JVR. We will be politicking some business here shortly if these guys are still open-minded. The thing, I definitely want to bring y'all guys' brand team.
Yeah, baby!
I'm killing the button right now. But, I tell you what, a nigga like me got OCD. I didn't like the way the show even started because I had some good shit, but that little glitch threw me off. But we're going to get it popping, just like I said before. We're going to power through it. Styles out there listening. I can't see who. Nobody hit that one button, so we're going to fire some people in there. We won't lie, we won't juice up our numbers. Fuck around. I tell you what, people, this is what we got to talk about. Like, there's this new thing going on, and we get to fucking, where people say, hey, don't hang around that person because it's going to bring you down. You know what I mean? Like, when they say, you know, that all that, oh, if you hang around with negative people, you're going to get their energy off of you, and you're going to be a negative person. Is that pertain to ugly people? If you hang around ugly people, you're going to be ugly? Because I say that to say this. A nigga gets up every morning, walks to the buy and find, decaf, coffee with 3 sugars and 2 Splenda. And I see this guy every morning. Good guy. We sit there, we talk politics, talk about life in general, talk about government, we have some good conversations. But the guy's missing teeth. But now, going back to what other people say, if you hang around with broke niggas, you're going to be broke. If somebody is negative, you're going to be negative. If you hang around somebody positive, you're going to be positive. I'm going to tell you like this. Ever since I met that nigga for the last 2 weeks, he got no teeth. A nigga been having a toothache.
Yeah, baby!
I don't know what's going on here. I don't know why I'm having these toothaches because I'm fucking with him. Or, you know, maybe I don't even eat chocolate. So I would like to see myself as a good breaster. You know? But every time I see this dude, every time I leave him, for about 15 minutes, we talk, you know, motherfuckers got that fucked up teeth, shit. You start staring at their mouths. I'm like, is this nigga give me a toothache?
Yeah, baby.
I haven't had no toothache since I'm missing.
Yeah, baby.
Got a chance to see the homie Mike Martin down there. Got a chance to talk about some fights. We're going to probably go to the fight here shortly, me and a homie. Talk about armies again one more time, because that shit did got me a little bit disturbed. It's all right, though. Shot a Jaeger, bitch.
Yeah, baby!
That's a change. Hey, Whitey. You can talk to me, kid.
Yeah, baby!
You come with the other people's children, things like that, when they touch others, especially when it comes. And then, nigga, don't play that shit. Don't touch my kids, crap.
Yeah, baby.
And I seen some shit out of the other day. Friend of mine, white guy, a little cousin, outside. He wants to, hey, what's up, little buddy? Try to do some type of play fight with him. Try to do some type of play fight. I look at him and say, get out of my face, cracker.
Yeah, baby.
You got to stop doing that, white people. We're trying to approach black, especially black people here. They don't really, I know you guys, that you're extra over-friendly. You want to show that you're one of the good ones. And it doesn't work like that. And I tell you what. I fucking tell you what. Like, I'm looking at the call list right now. Y'all hit that fucking button. I see like 20 of y'all up in there right now. Thanks for showing me love, man. Thanks, that. I fucked with that. And I ain't really doing my motherfucking shit. I fuck with that. But then I hit that one button and talk to your boy. I see the callers, but I can't. Let me try to refresh real quick. Up there. You know what I mean? Let me get that up there. I see the callers. We got 20 callers on there right now. But if y'all listening in, that's what's up. Respect. All that. We fuck with y'all. And we'll look a shot for you if people fucking with my shit.
Yeah, baby.
What if that's a delay? It's a 1 second delay. But I'm down here. I'm in. Fuck around. I'm in some type of holder sack in a cut doing my thing on my fucked up.
No, Papa Paul.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I'm still persevering. I'm still prior to it because that's what I do. You know what I mean? This is exactly what I do. We power through, we persevere, you know? But at the end of the day, I had a lot of shit to talk about. Maybe I might come. No, we're not going to end this shit, because I was going to end it. Because the way it started off was kind of corny, a lot of service, but we get back. So, it's all to the good, and we'll power through it, because I can still build my point. And hey, callers, I see you out there, you know what I mean? Hit the number up. 347-989-0202. Hit that one button if you want to talk to your boy. I see y'all out there. Thank you. I wish I knew your numbers, and thanks for supporting my shit. I didn't even think, I wasn't even thinking that many people would tune into my shit. But I thank you. And you can easily listen to it on your internet phone. I mean, your internet, but you're actually using your phone, and I fucks with that. I might just, no, I ain't going to do that because I won't put you on the spot. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go ahead, take a little break again. We're going to holler out my man that brought the award back, the NKP. Respect to my man, T. Grizz. And this is this shit called Johnny. Hit him up. T. Grizz everything. It's like T. Grizz everything. So it should be easy to find the homie. Let's go.
Living in the hood, Johnny chopping out the spot. We called him Ricky Rubio, the way this the rock. Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob. Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job. Living in the hood, Johnny chopping out the spot. We called him Ricky Rubio, the way this the rock. Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob. Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job. Johnny was a nigga that was straight from the block. He had a whole bunch of fly bitches that were flocked. Johnny gleams, Johnny shines, Johnny glows. Niggas always knew Johnny never was no hoe. Getting with the best of them, niggas never tested him. All black with the P hat, had the tilter blue. Crazy with the crowbar, money on his sonar. Had the shotgun in his coat like he Omar. Johnny's on this shit like a baby diaper, knocking niggas out cold. Definition tranquilizer. He stayed packed like a Lil Wayne concert. The niggas that he chilled with, they was fostered. I like to hang around snakes. I need to know they whereabouts. Got niggas slim and shady like the slaughterhouse. Niggas know what it do. Niggas always knew Johnny never was no fool. Living in the hood, Johnny chopping out the spot. We called him Ricky Rubio, the way this the rock. Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob. Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job. Living in the hood, Johnny chopping out the spot. We called him Ricky Rubio, the way this the rock. Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob. Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job. Johnny was a nigga that was born in the yo. Moved to the burg, I think back in 94. Johnny stood, Johnny fight, Johnny blast. In the ski mask, robbing niggas was his craft. Women, he was fucking them. Police, he was ducking them. And he did his shit straight, just like a businessman. He told a man he need 36, and 36 is a kilo.
Johnny, I need 3, and the M with 4 of them zeros.
Johnny said, you crazy if you think I'm getting robbed. I'll cut your ass down to sizes if you getting crop.
Johnny, I don't want no beef. I got niggas in these streets that will serve you shells like a waiter, nigga, bone appetite.
Johnny put out blasted with no hesitation. He didn't have patience and no time was wasted. Johnny stopped, Johnny seen, Johnny knew. Eventually there'd be a point of time he paid his dues. Living in the hood, Johnny trapping out the spot. We called him Ricky Rubio, the way this the rock. Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob. Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job. Living in the hood, Johnny trapping out the spot. We called him Ricky Rubio, the way this the rock. Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob. Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job.
He was getting cash that cream, trying to live that dream. Coming up with a theme, executing his scheme.
Johnny, they gon' get you, they got bread on your head. Don't fuck with bitches, yes, you will be misled. Every nigga in the hood is looking for you, man. Trying to make it come up, yeah, the price is 50 bands.
Johnny hit up Maya. Maya was his first boo. She said, baby, I got you. I heard about it, I love you. Johnny locked and loaded, got to mine just about 8. He kept ringing the doorbell, but she said he had to wait. Johnny wasn't no fool, she had Eve as her trait. He knew she was a gold digger, so he used her as bait. He cocktailed her crib, so he know they running out. Catching them one by one, he was gunning niggas down.
Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob. Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job.
Living in the hood, Johnny trapping out the spot. We called him Ricky Rubio, the way this the rock.
Johnny cool, Johnny gamble, Johnny rob.
Niggas always knew Johnny stayed on his job.
That's the homie Ishine. It's Ishine 22. Ishine, Ishine, everything again. I'm naked. Let's go.
Crack.
Cruising through the hood on slow mo. Kobe sitting on low pros. Seat back and my heat black and I got it for the low low. A gorilla right here in rare form. No tank tops, I bear arms. Y'all playing games like beer pong. So a nigga run up in the hair bomb. Real life, no movie clip. Money long, no Uzi clip. One thing I can't stand is a stuck up little boozy bitch in a big truck with the beats knocking. Dirty birds, they keep flocking.
Holy shit.
This is what happens when you do a lot of radio people. That's what I do. I persevere. So, send my nigga back, man. Make sure you grab us some t-shirts, all that merch down in case you stand up, man. Yo.
Crack.
Cruising through the hood on slow-mo. Kobe sitting on low pros. Seat back and my heat black and I got it for the low-low. A gorilla right here in rare form. No tank tops, I bear arms. Y'all playing games like beer pong. So a nigga run up in the hair bomb. Real life, no movie clip. Money long, no Uzi clip. One thing I can't stand is a stuck-up little boozy bitch in a big truck with the beats knocking. Dirty birds, they keep flocking. Talk shit, that's heat cocking. Ripping niggas like some cheap stockings. When I roll up, smell the odor. Window down, hella doja. You got that work, but it's hella soda. My niggas say hi, we never sober. I'm in the kitchen, bagging up. Yellow bone bitch, she's bad as fuck. Money piling, stacking up, but your dividends ain't adding up. I speak to niggas that had a rough, had no choice but bagging up. Real niggas who did time, they had no choice, they had the bust. You mad as fuck my cabbage up. Hating ass niggas, they crack me up. They talk shit behind my back, they're in my face, they dap me up. Got that big dunk on Kobe's. Ask around, niggas know me. Never evolving up phony. Young niggas round me, call me big homie. Man, I stay strapped with that chromie. Damn right, I got it on me. Fuck a nigga up when I trigger bust and they life like your homie. Got my rare breed, don't talk much. DA's trying to lock us. Fans watching my pockets. When my swag's up and my guap's up. I roll solo, no team though. Still got the red beam though. Watch with the beard, no chemo. These broke niggas never seen though. Let me slow down, they got me tripping. Broke ass nigga, you the opposition. Fake ass nigga, no pot the piss and pull the slide back and I pop the cup and when the shots rain out, stop the tripping. Big long nose, Scotty Pippin. On that Patron, I'm probably tripping. Niggas got bread, I ain't talking bitch. I sleep for all my trap niggas, hustling on grind mode. All day, fat life, we do this with our eyes closed. I keep it moving, no slideshow. Two things that you might know. Never catch me on the stand, no catch me rocking some tight clothes. I'm a damn man, no female. These niggas wear lee nails. I did my best to pull them on, but they washed up seashells. I'm on the runway, taking off. Never, ever, ever want to take a loss. You can bet I lay the odds on them shells flying. You play the guard, yeah, bitch. Got a gift with this. Ain't no niggas been sick of this. Won't dap you up, but them caps will bust and then wrap you up. Christmas gifts, I'm spazzing out. I'm on one. Short nigga, long gun. Smoking on that quan-quan with them broke niggas rocking Sean John. I'm in the hood like dead end. Steadily waking that bread in. Trying to get this deal off so I can peel off like dead skin. Peel off like dead skin.
What's good, nigga?
I'm saying
You know what I mean? About to shoot him a text right now. He's about to call through and give the ism to y'all. You know what I mean? And then, like I said, people, this shit be live. This shit don't be scripted. This shit don't be scripted. This shit don't be on no shit that, like, on no CNN when I have the talking point. Shit might get fucked up. You might fuck around. I might be talking to you. I might be talking to y'all, having some type of conversation, and you might hear a motherfucking little kid walking.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? You might hear. You don't know what's going on. That's how you do it. When you bring that shit, when you go out there and you just say, fuck it, I'm going to just go in and do me. And a lot of shit don't work out the way you want it to work out. But you do, you still persevere.
Yeah, baby.
I'm about to call my homie right now. Just give me 1 second. Happens on live radio. Let me see if I can try to call the homie back. History. I'm still trying to get my man on the phone right now. Let me see. I'm going to try one more.
What up?
Before you even say anything, my nigga, I got something for you.
Okay.
I had to get your shit right, man. Hey, we live. Hey, man, nobody wants to pull the trigger on the phone line right now. We got 20 people listening in the thing right now.
You're hustling, huh?
Yeah, I had to get you on shotgun because, you know, me and you together, you know what I'm saying? Hey, at the end of the day, you know me and you together, they can't even really handle that. Let's go.
No.
Yeah, baby.
They can't. You might fuck around and lose a couple of callers right now, too.
No, listen. I know today, I mean, like, I don't even know if I'm going to talk about this Rob Thirst character. You know what I'm saying? Because we're,
okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even worried. But I will, like, I don't even want to get you involved in that because, listen, at the end of the day, but this is what I was talking about before you came in. I was talking about the new movie Exodus on how, you know, how they got white people playing the African kings and queens of our culture, and I'm saying that, hey, everybody calm down. It's history. You know what I'm saying? Hey, to tell you the truth, hey, fuck it. You know what? Hey, Cal, we can change our own shit up, right? And remake Rocky and have Player P play Clubber Lang.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Today was the first day for the Gladiators. How'd that go, big homie?
Oh, it was lovely, man. You know, KVL, first practice today. You know, hard work definitely pays off. Your numbers Numbers don't lie. 22-game winning streak.
Yeah, baby!
Two Super Bowls in a row. So, you know, we're going for that. We left Raider 28. You know, all respect goes out to our Ken. I hope they run the table over there in that league.
We got
like
a shot. The homie
J-Jack
and all the fellas over there doing the
job. Yeah, baby!
But
you know, so we
let me address some type of rumor here. Is this your last season? Or are you done after this? You're gonna get a chip and
I'm thinking about that because ever since I've been out here in the Griff, it's been about what, like, my son is 15, so I've been coaching out here for like 14.
Fuck you. You're from Vandergriff now.
Yeah, baby.
So I've been out here coaching for 15 years, and I won a Super Bowl on the Cadets. I won a Super Bowl on the Knights. Now, if I pull a trifecta and win it on the Lancers, I'm definitely bowing out.
Yeah, baby. The whole thing about it is you laid your mark down, and the thing is, if you gracefully file out, we have to show you all due respect because there's nothing more you can do.
No, it's not.
Can you admit that you're the Jay-Z of football coaches?
I mean, what I did is when I got in and when I really, really got my foot in the door, I started bringing other niggas in. You know, I pulled Chris Clay in. Now he's doing his thing. I pulled Tone Chin in. I pulled Book in, you know, and I pulled Trell in. I got Trello in there, you know, and I got my man Jim Lander. And we just assembled a super, super team, a super group of coaches, and we're all on the same page. You know, ain't no egos and ain't nobody worried about, oh, my kid this and my kid that. And that's what I see a lot going on in Arkin. A lot of fuck shit's going on in their front office, and I mean they're ruining that out there, man. They got athletes out there, man. For real, I know J-Jack, he stepped away for a year and a half, and he's back now, but he needs to put his Mac down and get his foot in there and really try to pioneer and take over.
Are you talking about the homie J-Jack? Is he back?
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah,
he's back. He's back in the mix, you know, doing what he loves, and shout out to him, you know, and I wish them nothing but success. I'm gonna go check them out. Get the homie Twan out there, you know. He's always putting on for the kids. Got to give him a lick of shot. You got to lick a shot for him.
A shot for motherfucking Twan. No, you know what? Lick a shot for Twan money. Lick a shot for Mike Morton, man. They lit the whole block down here up there.
Fourth of July.
Yeah, baby.
I was out there with you. We was wilding out with the homie.
Took me way back, sucker with the pun, nigga pun, man.
Big pun. If y'all don't know who a big pun is, then we can't even talk to you.
No, and you're not. If you don't know who pun is, I better not see you post the I'm So New Ken post.
Yeah, baby.
Just completely shut your mic off. You're not even real New Ken if you don't even know who Big Pun is. I don't even have to say this guy's name. He's in a different space, and I have to lick a shot for him one time because I like the way he's moving.
Yeah, baby.
But it's Kyle.
Yo.
All right. Now, I gotta put your feet to the fire. You're everything. You come from where all this shit started. But you were there. You were there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
From the five boroughs. So you were there. You're a man of a certain age. You know what I'm saying? So you were there. Let me know your feelings about the state of local hip-hop.
Local?
local hip hop. Local hip hop. Local hip hop.
Local hip hop. I'm really not in the loop with the local hip hop scene. You know, I fuck with the homie T Grizz heavy. You know, I respect his gangster. I mean, he don't be on there rapping about being a tough guy and all this money and all that. And I mean, I like that dude right there. I want to know where motherfucking Tate Allen is with my motherfucking Loose Cannon CD. So.
Yeah, baby.
Every time I bump into the homie, he tell me he got me, man. I need that Loose Cannon CD we used to bang back in the day.
Oh, the first Loose Cannon is
with Remy, with Remy and Stimpy and all that shit on there.
It's called Gatnam Ass Monster.
Yeah, baby.
I've been telling Tate Monster to reissue that fucking CD.
Me too.
Reissue that shit. I don't want to speak on certain things. I don't know. But I think at one mark of time, those guys wasn't moving the way they were moving.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were moving the way they were moving at sometimes, but goddamn it, let's get this money and re-release that fucking Loose Cannon CD.
Yeah, baby.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you. Besides T. Grizz,
I wasn't finished. A nigga don't fuck with me for whatever reasons, some bullshit, but. You know, I gotta give a shout to Quizzle the Cannon, because nobody grinds like he does.
He's mad about this liquor shot, but we gotta liquor shot for Quizzle, man, because like you don't have to fuck with him. You don't have to like his ways, but that nigga be grinding.
Yeah, baby.
You'd be grinding, and you have to, like, but continue. I'm going to pick your
brain. And you know, he puts that bread out there. He spends that bread for his brand. You know what I mean? He put out whatever he put out to get the Project Pat mixtape. Boom. He put out that money back in the day when he did that video with Large Amount, which is the hottest shit that I fuck with locally, that one track with him and Large Amount. I still every now and then go on YouTube and search Quizzle and Large Amount and bang that shit. I like that shit right there. That G Money, I really don't know him. I really don't know him. I personally don't know him. I see him trying to do his thing. I see the hate, you know, he gets, and I don't know him, so I mean, I really can't say.
I really can't comment.
I really can't say nothing about the dude.
Listen, you know how we do. We're not fans. We're supporters. Okay. We want to see these brothers do well. Like you can admit this. I think I can speak for you on this note. You want to see these brothers do well, but you want to see these brothers bring the heat.
Right. Right. Right.
You as a guy, I know your stuff. You,
right.
You like that gritty street shit. You said, nigga,
right.
Get that common sense bullshit out of here.
Yeah, baby.
I know you like that ghetto. Not ghetto, but just that street, good talk type of music. That and especially when you know what niggas is really about that life.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
I struggle with that right there. I struggle with that when you say the niggas about that life, because I mean there's a bunch of cats rapping it. But are they really living it? Now, I'm gonna jump on the CSTS, whatever, how we're counting stacks, talking cash. I'm gonna talk about those cats right there. You know, I love them niggas. Right there.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, every time I see them, I want to know where's the mixtape. And this is years back, going years when they've been grinding. Them niggas right there, they rap what they rap how they living and they live how they rap. I mean, that shit they saying is 100. I mean, that's actual fact. That's the truth. They ain't know that's that shit right there where they rapping how they live. They really about that shit. And I mean, they ain't no, you don't listen to their shit and stand there and think like, huh? When? Where? Who? He did what?
Yeah. No.
I don't remember that. I don't remember him. And, you know.
I'm going to tell you the truth. And I think I'm more than qualified to speak on this. Them niggas don't give a fuck about rap.
No.
Yeah, baby.
That shit just is a fad for them. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm about to hit Pistol Peep up on Twitter right now. Because that's the only one that responds to me. I'll hit him over and say, listen, we are calling you out. We
calling you out.
We want a Serum Heat album.
Yeah, baby.
Drop that off. Drop me a copy off before you print that shit.
Listen, and they know who I am. I'm sick of the nigger YouTube videos with them and their chains and shit. When we get one verse, we need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Every time he posts that shit up, I comment, where's the mixtape? When's the mixtape coming out?
And you know what, Big Val? I've heard some of their stuff. You know what I'm saying? I've heard some of it. It's colossal. But only thing I can do, like, let me get back to that because, like, you know what I mean? Total different subject change.
Uh-huh.
You just chimed in, and I just played the homie Tweet record that he won the award for, the Johnny. You know what I mean? And let's make a shot for my man Tweet.
Yeah, baby!
For once again, for bringing that award back to the NKP and forever where you come from. You know what I'm saying? I know he represents Braddock also. I would like to think that he, you know what I'm saying? Like, he put it down. But I remember at Cal, I was in a studio with some of your favorite rappers and some of your favorite drug dealers. And I was telling them, like, listen, man, this record Johnny is huge. It's colossal, man. This nigga is telling a story. He's putting it down. And these niggas laughed at me and like, yo, Johnny Cool. Like,
you told me that. I remember you telling me that story.
And remember I told you that? But what did he do? He brought the award home back.
Yeah, baby.
Because they don't. Sometimes you don't have to do that turn up shit. Make a good song. And then
tell a story. Tell a story. Paint a picture.
And when he made the video?
Yeah,
like,
that painted the picture.
That was like, I won't say, like, come on, man, come on. That was like, or, like, not in that equivalent, like, because you can't even say it like that, but that was almost like the visual, like a reminisce over you type video when you seen the guy Poor Georgie, NC Lights video. Remember Poor Georgie?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Georgie was going through that shit. Hey, you can tell we on some other shit. We are a certain age.
Yeah, baby.
And I mean, T. Grizz is younger, and I don't know if he's seen it. But that's like the Poor Georgie video.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, looked at that shit like that was real hip hop, and I was in there with a favorite of your local MCs and your favorite local drug dealers. No,
And, you know, no snitching, because I ain't saying no snitching.
Yeah, baby.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? I was in there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they said, yo, this shit is, I don't think they got it. And I was like, yo, because the new generation is all about, like, turning up and party records and shit.
That's
like
exactly
that.
That's exactly right, and the proof and the pudding is, if for the listeners out there, if they go on YouTube and Google Bobby Shmurda, S-C-H-M-U-R-D-A, hot nigga, and just watch that video and see how the nigga really ain't rapping about nothing, but that's the hottest song in the city right now, New York City. Everywhere you go, somebody's banging Bobby Shmurda, and everybody's booking that dude for shows. And he ain't rapping about nothing.
And the thing is, that's Lloyd Banks' beat. Like
the hot nigga beat.
Like Lloyd Banks. Like that's not even his song.
I love that beat.
Yeah, that's the Lloyd Banks beat. And the thing is, that's funny that you said this, because I was going to use that as a segue. Like, nigga, Bobby, like, I see the frenzy, and I have to respect his hustle.
The city's going crazy over that nigga, and a lot of rappers, and I guess you could say, like, local rappers around my old way, they hating on that nigga because they've been grinding and doing this shit for years, 20 years, trying to get on, and here this nigga come fresh off the block with probably cracks in his pocket and made this song, and it's a hit. It's a sensation. Everywhere you go, you hear that song. Everybody's playing that song. Every club in the city is booking him, and he's coming here. And now he's going all over the country now with that fucking one song and that dance, the shmoney dance. It's crazy up there now.
The thing is, some whole... like new lingo, my nigga. Like
mm-hmm.
about the Shmurda thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
everything's like
Shmurda. Yeah, everything's got the on it. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the bar and get a schmear. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's smoke some weed. I try to tell about the local rap. Find your niche.
Yeah, baby.
If you didn't hear last week's show, that's what I was talking about. All these guys beefing with each other and stuff like that, beefing over nigger pennies, because really, nobody's really, like, everybody's doing their shows, but ain't nobody really making no real money. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, listen, let's show unity in the community. Bobby Shmurda, like, hey, Kyle, like I said, you're my old head, okay? So therefore,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, we came off of mixtapes, so we didn't know mm-hmm. who cannabis was. Before we even heard about cannabis, we had to hear him on the mixtape first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'm telling these rappers, these local rappers, look at a Bobby Shmurda. Like, make a good song. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not
mm-hmm.
about us supporting your movement. It's not about us. You putting a song up and we supposed to reshare it? Make a good song. What are you known for? Why are y'all beefing with each other? You're not known for nothing. Make a song. My man T. Greg is known for something. Okay? He did 50 shots with my man Lon Loke, and then he followed up with Johnny. That's his record. He got a song. What we want to ask you, where are these guys' songs at?
Like, right.
They supposed to be rappers, right, my brother? They rappers.
Mm-hmm.
And you from the mecca of this shit. And we support each other. And you know what, Kyle? Some of these rappers are your youngins. You know what I mean? Let's be clear about this. You know what I mean? So when they might hand you a CD and you listen to it, you be like, you ain't got that song yet. Not that we're disrespecting your craft, but we got to hear your song, my niggas. You know what I mean? And this is another segue about local shit. You know what I mean? Like, if y'all brothers don't come up with a good song, There's no need for us to even check your Facebook or anything like that. What's your song? T. Grizz made a good song, and we follow him. I mean, not to say these other guys don't make songs, good songs, but you're a rapper. Come up with a good song. That's all we're asking. And that's when we'll follow you and we support your movement. Don't call us no haters because we didn't reshare your song that you put out. But I like you as a person, but maybe you can do better. But T. Grizz came up with that song. You know what I mean? And we can't. We have to once again lick a shot for my man T. Grizz.
Yeah, baby.
I have to lick a shot for my man I Shine and all them guys. And, hey, even Greg, you said you never heard Greg, but Drake is a grinder.
Yeah, I see. I see what he's trying to do. I see his grind, and the hate is real. But, I mean, the hate is real for everybody. Everybody out there trying to do their thing and they're semi-successful, or and they could think he bubbling or whatever, is going to come and hate. And that's just the American way, the black American way. I mean, a nigga don't want to see another nigga do better or do good, for real, for real, at the end of the day. All right, my nigga, that's what's up. But behind closed doors, that nigga ain't shit. That nigga suck. Some type of shit that people be saying.
Like, even at the end of the day, like, it's like this. Like, but you might not like Greg. You know what I'm saying? Not even like him. You don't know nothing about him. But at the end of the day, it's on, like, respectfully, it's on Greg for him to make a hot song to pull you in, to make you a supporter. Because we're, hold on, real quick, because we're not fans over here.
Yeah, baby!
We support movement. A fan is a fanatic dick rider. We don't support it. We're supporters. If you do, you're doing well, you got a hot record, we'll get behind it. But ain't no motherfucking fan shit over here.
Yeah, baby!
None of that shit. We ain't fanning out. And I'm gonna speak for my man Kyle. We ain't fanning out for none of y'all rappers. None of y'all. Y'all gotta make a hot song. You make a hot song, we'll support it.
But
we ain't fanning out for none of y'all.
Yeah, baby.
No. Because we don't do that. Y'all gotta go in the lab and make a good song, and we'll get behind it, just like we got behind T. Grizz and other, like, and I seen you, my brother, you know what I'm saying, sharing people's music, putting it on and giving them the official stamp from being an elder, you know what I mean, from where all this shit came from, lick a shot for my nigga.
Yeah, baby.
So, you got your shit on the pulse of this shit. And a lot of our views, like, we might clash about that shit, about views and shit, but I know what your shit is. It's like, no. Nigga, no. You got to show me something. If you're talking that gangster shit, your name definitely got to be ringing in the streets. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Am I correct? You don't want to hear no motherfucking sitting on their couch talking about this gangster shit, and you don't even ever see him at all.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? You don't see him, you don't have nothing, but they talk about this bullshit. We talking about that life for real. If you talking about that gangster shit, you got to be about that life. Am I correct? Mm. I mean, I don't want to speak for you on this note.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys got to get out there and make a record. You know what I mean? T. Grizz made his Johnny shit.
He painted the hell out of that picture.
Yeah.
Painted the hell out of that picture with the video and all that.
That picture, Kyle, now I got to ask you another. Because I don't know when the next time you're going to be on. Hopefully we can get a, hey, people. Push his buttons, get on his ass, pause button for the men, get on his ass, hopefully we can get a Coach Kyle's call.
Yeah, baby!
I'm trying to get a second to pick his brain. I don't know if he's going to ride shotgun with me again, but I have to pick his brain. He's in a, my man is in a different space.
So I do this shit all the time, man. It's just, you know, football started, so I'm just getting off the football field at 8:30,
8:45. What I got to go deeper with you, my brother. if you say no comment, I can respect what you're going. You know what I'm saying? I can respect it, and I'll just go on to the next question. Did you admit right now, my brother, that when you go to the mall, the white girls come black?
Kill them.
Yeah, baby!
Okay.
How long have I been telling you that, though? You hated me for telling you that shit back in the day.
Yes, I did. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to, I used to hate this nigga with a passion.
Oh, shit, man.
His sisters are killing him. But that,
Killing him.
I told my brother, you know, he's in a different space. But he'll call me every now and then and say, them pink toes are killing black.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, it's a fact. I mean, there's some bad sisters out there. But I mean, the sisters is worried about other sisters, and that's holding them back. They all worried about the next one instead of just doing them and going with them. They trying to compete and keep up with the Joneses. And oh, what's she wearing? And where'd she get that? And those white bitches don't give a fuck, man. They just do them.
But Darky's still starting to dress like Whitey with the Uggs.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when they start wearing Uggs, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was down in Augie's. You know, I wanted to see the top flight and the Pete Riggs appearance, and I wanted to go check it out and stuff. And I just seen a whole bunch of black chicks dressing like Whitey.
Yeah, baby.
And I said, what's going on? I see how they're moving. I see their gear. And I thought about you, and you gave me the work. Like, yo, man, this is, no, Kyle, you can admit, this was like 8-9 years ago before this white girl shit craze. Like, you was like, yo, Whitey, you did. Chilling turkey in the motherfucking mall. And I come to the mall and I say, God damn. I like to call them God's children.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, shit.
I'm not even going to lie. Shout out to my sister is listening to this show, but whenever I see you picking on Whitey, I get so mad. Like, I just look at that bitch with her big nigger nose trying to pick on Whitey.
Yeah, baby.
Leave her alone. But I mean, like the thing is, Kyle, I didn't even address the issues. I mean, it was good for you, man, my nigga. Like, you my brother riding shotgun with me, man, but it was cool for you to ride shotgun when we made it easier. You made it so easier for me, you know what I'm saying? And the people, because we about to wrap this up. We got 2 minutes left. And to the people out there, call out my man, Kyle Harris. Follow him on Facebook. What's your information, Kyle? YouTube, Twitter, at Zally Mo, correct?
Yeah, Big Zal, Zally Mo, yeah, on Twitter. You know, I'm on the gram, I'm on the IG, straight Big Zal.
Straight Big Zal on IG. Hold on, did you get your like page set up yet, my man?
My what?
your like page on Facebook set up? Is it a,
like?
No, you do a like page. It's Coach Kyle, right? Your like page.
I got a Coach Kyle page, but I don't do nothing on there.
You're just
regular.
You're not active on it like that?
Nah, just my regular, my government. I'm on there, you know.
Look for my man, Coach Kyle. Big Zal everything, correct? You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Zal everything, just like my man T. Grizz, my man Long Lope, Squad Life, everything, all the supporters. We got a couple of seconds left. I'm gonna leave you up. Hey, Big Zal, man. I'm gonna call you in a second, man. Thanks for rotting shotgun with me.
My man.
Music, my nigga. Thank you.
Anytime. One. Yep. Peace out, y'all.
Yeah, baby.
Big Zal with the check-in. I appreciate my man. Thanks for the listeners. I see y'all in there. The 20-something listen to me. I'm telling all the people. I love y'all. We gonna close off with my man Lionel. And I'll holler at y'all. Be safe.
I walk in this bitch and I flex.
This bitch and I flex?
I might break something. She constantly think about sex.
She think about sex.
She might rape something. I'm currently getting her wet. She loving the way that I talk, the way that I swag. But I'm only focused on cash. If I don't get it, I might take something. I'm swagged up, but I'm polo down. When I stand up, she gon' blow me down. High hater, bad hater. Put my hands up, crack a phony smile. I tried to tell my young nigga that guns ain't the only way to fight. He said it's 2014. Playing with guns is a way of life. Ain't he right? I can't disagree. I'll be strapped up till I'm 53. If you get caught, then don't mention me, cause I plead the fifth to the fifth degree. If I don't tell, and you don't tell, then who did it is a mystery. If you wonder why I'm the hardest nigga, probably cause it was meant to be. I wish I could be in the trap, whipping up grams of the crack, and making it back. But ever since I had a kid, and I got a job, all of my checks get taxed. I wonder where my next bitch at. Will she be white, or will she be half mixed black? As long as she got a good job, and her head game good, then I won't next bitch that. Who's coming next that bitch? I'm glad Tay went over my phone, made me check that shit. Tell me what's wrong with my flow, and I'll go back over and correct that shit. I'm harder than all of you rappers, local and global. I'm hoping to show you I can rap fast as a rabbit, but it doesn't matter, cause you'll listen slow like a turtle, bitch.
I never understood why the fuck these niggas always got some shit to say. Dick, nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking song, nigga. You ain't got no motherfucking videos, nigga. You don't got no motherfucking fan base, nigga. Nor do you got bars, bitch. I'm out your neck.
I'm killing you.